Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 38, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 38. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. Your holiness reverses all the laws of the world. It is beyond every restriction of time, space, distance, and limits of any kind. Your holiness is totally unlimited in its power because it establishes you as a son of God, at one with the mind of his Creator. Through your holiness, the power of God is made manifest. Through your holiness, the power of God is made available. And there is nothing the power of God cannot do. Your holiness then can remove all pain, can end all sorrow, and can solve all problems. It can do so in connection with yourself and with anyone else. It is equal in its power to help anyone because it is equal in its power to save anyone. If you are holy, so is everything God created. You are holy because all things He created are holy. And all things He created are holy because you are. As I contemplate this lesson, if I think there are limits on my holiness, then I must think there are limits on God. But I don't think there are limits on God. So that means there must be no limits on my holiness. The only time I feel limited is when I am believing the dream is real. It's when I'm believing some action or I'm wanting something to happen in the dream and I'm feeling powerless to make it happen. And all of this stems from the false belief that the thing in the dream is real, and that the dream is real. Believing in the dream is the only limit. It's where the birth of limit comes from. There is nothing my holiness can't do. The only time I'm thinking I'm limited is when I am believing untruth. Just the believing in the untruth is what I perceive as limiting. The limit I've placed on myself is the believing in illusion of myself. The limit I've placed on myself is the belief in the illusion of myself. My holiness has no limits because I am who I am. The truth of me has no illusions of a separate self. I was reading in the Circle of Atonement's Illuminated Text, Volume 1 on page 159. And there is an application. And this is what it says. It says, have you ever wondered if maybe God has forgotten you? If so, affirm to yourself, God knows you with perfect certainty. He created me by knowing me into existence. And He has never stopped knowing me. For He is my Father and I am His child. I'll repeat it. It says, God knows you with perfect certainty. He created you by knowing you into existence. And He has never stopped knowing you. For He is your Father, and you are His child. And as I spend a few minutes contemplating that, I come to see that God knows me better than I know me. God created me with perfect certainty, with perfect holiness. God knows my perfect holiness, but I don't. He created me by knowing me. By knowing my holiness. He created me by knowing me into existence. He knows me. I don't know me. But Jesus is telling me in this lesson, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. If I am feeling limited, then I do not know who I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to know who I am. Bring me the motivation and desire to want to know who I am, to want to know that I am holy, to want to know that my Father created me by knowing me into existence. Help me to open my heart and my mind today so that you can help me remember who I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, settle comfortably into our seat, we let go of all of our worries, the past, the future, any concerns, all the roles we have ever held, and all responsibilities. For the next few minutes, we come completely free with a devotion to know the truth, holding nothing back. We spend this time contemplating our holiness, asking Spirit to help us. Help us see our holiness, to see ourselves with no limits. We ask Spirit to help us feel with certainty that God knows me with perfect certainty. He created me by knowing me into existence. We want to know what God knows about us. When a thought comes up and we notice it, we notice if it comes from the illusion of life on this planet. If it does, we recognize that this is not our holiness. We recognize it is coming from the belief in a separate little self, and we let it go. Interested only in the truth, we simply become an observer of the awareness. We are asking to be shown who we are and not the illusion that we built. Thank you for joining with me in opening our hearts and our minds to see our holiness, to know what God knows. Remembering God created us by knowing us into existence. Namaste.